In this session, we're going to look at how you can develop your powers of photographic memory. Now, most of us already possess a degree of photographic memory. Once my father was telling me a story about when he was 10, he was sitting on a train with his parents travelling across Ireland from Dublin. And he decided, age 10, just to try and capture that moment. So he just took in all the information. He studied his parents' faces, the expressions on their faces. He studied their clothes. He looked around at the decor on the train. And that smell, that special sort of musty smell that only trains give off. And he looked at the scenery outside as well. And he said, that's it. I'm just going to keep that memory in my mind for life. And he said he could still remember it to that day. And I thought it was such a lovely, elegant idea that I decided to do it myself in the exact instant my father told me this story. And guess where we were sitting? Well, I was age 12, and we were sitting on a train travelling across Ireland from Dublin. Now, maybe you have a moment like that in your lifetime. Perhaps you can remember walking up the aisle or your first day at school. How many of those details can you recall? If we can remember information in detail, like a specific frame in our past, why shouldn't we be able to memorize, say, the contents of a newspaper or a magazine? Well, regularly, I give presentations and I do the normal stuff. I talk about memory training, then we got on to memorizing a number. I recall everybody's names. We do a deck of cards, that sort of thing. But I think the one thing that baffles most people is when I get the newspaper out and I memorize that day's newspaper. So I ask somebody to give me any page, and let's say they choose page 67. I'll say, right, on that particular page, there's probably an advert, and it's all about PCs. And then I reel off the specifications, the price, and the telephone number for more information. Somebody else will shout out on another page, and I'll say, okay, there's a picture there, six people, and then I'll recall the names. And maybe there's a car registration in the background, so I'll reel off the number plate. So this goes on for a bit, and then eventually somebody will pick out the financial section. So I say, okay, no problem. Somebody call out a company. So they say, how about CJ Holdings? And I say, right, that went up 67¾ cents. Another. Somebody will shout out, okay, tech pack, tech stock, or whatever it is. And I'll say, yeah, that went down, I think that was $12.50. Now, at the end of this, and if I'm paid enough money, I'll actually remember the exact price. Like, it moved down $10 to $3.53. Right, so how do I do that? Well, if you apply the techniques that I'm about to give you, you can do this too. It's not that difficult. Quick revision. What are the three golden keys of memory? The three golden keys I've been talking about throughout this course. They are association, location, and imagination. Just think of Muhammad Ali, A-L-I, the greatest. Because these are the greatest components that will convert a poor memory into a mammoth memory.